Psalm 106. Hallelujah! Give ye thanks unto Jehovah, for he is good, for his loving kindness endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of Jehovah? Who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are they that keep justice, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Jehovah, with thy favor toward thy people. Visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the prosperity of thy chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the joy of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers in Egypt considered not thy wondrous works. They remembered not the multitude of thy loving kindnesses. But they rebelled at the sea, at the Red Sea. Yet he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make known his might. And he rebuked the sea, and it dried up. And he led them through the deeps as through a wilderness. And he saved them from the hand of him that hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. And the waters covered their oppressors, there was not one of them left. Then believed they his words, they sang his praise. They soon forgot his works, they waited not for his counsel, and they lusted exceedingly in the wilderness, and tempted God in the desert. Then he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. And they envied Moses in the camp, and Aaron, the saint of Jehovah. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan, and covered the company of Abiram. And fire was kindled in their company, a flame burned up the wicked. They made a calf in Horeb, and did homage to a molten image. And they changed their glory into the similitude of an ox that eateth grass. They forgot God their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, terrible things by the Red Sea, and he said that he would destroy them had not Moses, his chosen, stood before him in the breach to turn away his fury, lest he should destroy them. And they despised the pleasant land. They believed not his word, but murmured in their tents. They hearkened not unto the voice of Jehovah. And he lifted up his hand to them that he would make them fall in the wilderness, and that he would make their seed fall among the nations, and disperse them through the countries. And they joined themselves unto Baal Peor, and ate the sacrifices of the dead. And they provoked him to anger with their doings, and a plague broke out among them. Then stood up Phinehas and executed judgment, and the plague was stayed. And that was reckoned unto him for righteousness, from generation to generation, forevermore. And they moved him to wrath at the waters of Meribah, and it went ill with Moses on their account, for they provoked his spirit so that he spoke unadvisedly with his lips. They did not destroy the peoples as Jehovah had commanded them, but they mingled with the nations and learned their works. And they served their idols, and they were a snare unto them. And they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto demons, and shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. And they were defiled with their works, and went a-whoring in their doings. Then was the anger of Jehovah kindled against his people, and he abhorred his inheritance. And he gave them into the hand of the nations, and they hated them that ruled over them. And their enemies oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. Often did he deliver them, but as for them, they provoked him by their counsel, and they were brought low by their iniquity. But he regarded their distress when he heard their cry, and he remembered for them his covenant, and repented according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses, and he caused them to find compassion of all that had carried them captives. Save us, Jehovah our God, and gather us from among the nations to give thanks unto thy holy name, and to triumph in thy praise. Blessed be Jehovah, the God of Israel, from eternity to eternity, and let all the people say Amen. Hallelujah.